أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون صدق الله العظيم.
In ayat number 10, as we have discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted the importance of brotherhood in establishing, or rather reconciling between two brothers that are in opposition, that have some dispute, quarrel between themselves. From the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the surah highlighting the the etiquette in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then going on to the broader aspects of etiquette, how to handle information that comes our way. And this entire surah is got to do with adab, etiquette. And from the second ruku of the surah, now the highlight and the theme of the second ruku is Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, that the best person, the most honorable in the sight of Allah, the most pious is that one, that person who has got refined quality and akhlaq. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about brotherhood, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. If this brotherhood is deeply rooted into ourselves, then to adhere to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the forthcoming ayat become very easy. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه, that none of you can be a complete believer until he doesn't love for his Muslim brother what he loves for himself. If just this one hadith is something that's in front of us all the time when we are interacting with people around us in society, then there will be no scope and possibility of mocking, finding fault, making ghibah, because no person likes that someone finds a fault of his father in his presence, or someone makes ghibah of his brother in his presence, or someone has to call some derogatory name or some title to his son in his presence. He wouldn't like all of that, because these are people that are closely related to him. Now, in the similar vein, if a person understands that every person in society is related to me on the basis of iman and the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then no person will tolerate even sitting in the gathering of ghibat, because you are talking about my Muslim brother. So in this ayah, ayat number 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about certain things that if we need to avoid, stay very far from. And if a person is involved in it, then these are the aspects that will shatter this brotherhood. That will cause division between the Muslims. So, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O those who have brought iman, لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم. No person, no man, qawm in Arabic refers to a nation or a group of people, but because it has come in contrast with nisa, nisa is woman, therefore the specific meaning of qawmun avia would be man. That no man should mock another person, no man should mock another man. Asa an yakunu khayram minhum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, perhaps the latter person, the second person, is better. That you are mocking someone, And mocking a person does not necessarily be in speech. It can even be by gesture. It can even be by indication, by ishara, by some signal and sign. One is just scoffing and laughing at the person by saying something. One is you notice someone falling, or maybe he slipped, and we giggle, that's also mocking a person. So it's not necessary speech, it can be by action. So no man should mock another. Asa an yakunu khayran minhum. Perhaps the latter, the person been mocked at, is better in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that I have no guarantee on my khatimah. I got no guarantee whether I will die as a believer in the state of iman. For this reason, I will not even reduce myself to mocking a dog. I will not even mock a dog because I don't know what's going to be my end. وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنْ. And no lady should mock at another lady. Perhaps the second lady, the one being mocked, is better than the one that is mocking her. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses that a man, the phrase is a man should not mock a man and a lady should not mock another lady, highlighting the importance of segregation of genders. That it's never ever perceivable, possible for a ummati, for a believer in Allah, that a man will talk to a lady. That's bihaya'i. He won't reduce himself to that. So Allah does, subhanahu wa ta'ala does not even speak about a man mocking a lady, because there's no scope for him to even speak to that lady because it's a stranger. However, if a man does mock a lady, then this is a compounded sin. It's a double sin. So mocking, ulama explain, Mawlana Shaykh Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi says, if ever you mock a person in society, then subtle, it's a very subtle meaning that I am free and pure from faults. I am laughing at your fault because I don't have faults. I don't have any problems or any faults in myself. And number two, it's a sign of haughtiness and pride when you laugh at a person for some, maybe he's got some problem that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in him. Maybe he's got an extra finger or he's got a lump or whatever the case be. So never ever mock. It's a sign of pride and takabbur and haughtiness. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not take out and expose the faults of yourselves. Allahu Akbar. Look at the wording of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not find faults with yourselves. No person is going to take out and expose the faults of himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the moment you expose the fault of your Muslim brother, you have exposed the fault of your own fraternity, your own self. Because we are all brothers. We are all united as one family, bonded with Iman, with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the same deen. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not find faults in yourselves. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very scary or a hadith that we should take notice of. Nabi Sam says, "Man ayyara akhahu bi dhanbin lam yamut hatta ya'mala." That if a person has to expose the fault of his Muslim brother, he will not die until he himself will fall victim to that sin. He himself will be involved in it. So be careful of ever exposing the faults of any Muslim brother in society. Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. A true and a perfect believer is he that other people are saved from the evil of his tongue and from the harm of his hand. That he will never ever hurt any person in society. That's the sign of a complete believer. That's the sign of a true believer. Now when we find the faults of another person and we expose those faults, then in Arabic very beautifully said, مَنْ تَكَلَّمَ بِمَا لَا يَعْنِي سَمِعَ مَا لَا يُرْدِي. That person who speaks on matters that do not concern him will listen to things that will not please him. If you take out someone's faults today, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create the opportunity that you will hear the same thing from someone else in some other angle. So, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to hide the faults of believers. مَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day when our fathers, our parents, our siblings, our children, and the whole society will be on one plane. Imagine your nama ayamal standing with it, and your books of deeds. Imagine if Allah had to expose our faults and say, "Oh, brother Muhammad, you remember on this day what you did, and the whole creation is listening. What an embarrassment!" So, to save ourselves from that embarrassment, man satara musliman, hide the faults of a believer in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will hide your faults on the day of Qiyamah. وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. And do not throw evil nicknames at each other. وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا. Do not call each other with nicknames that the next person is not happy with. If a person is known only by that nickname, or he is happy with it, then it's a different situation. But if he is not happy with that nickname, then that is a sin by addressing him with that nickname. بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. A name of sin is so evil after iman. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُوبُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that person who does not repent, he is the one that's the wrongdoer, he is the one that is unjust, he is the oppressor. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has understood that we are insan. He has understood that we will make mistakes. Sometimes you will mock a person, sometimes you'll find the fault and you'll expose it also. But immediately make tawbah, ask him for forgiveness, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive. However, if we do not make tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then those are the people that are zalim and the wrongdoers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to protect ourselves from these evil qualities. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.